Hello, my sweet loves, and welcome back to the podcast. So excited to be here today. You guys have no idea. My cat needed so much attention this morning, so I played with her for a very long time. And I was just so eager to get on here and speak to you guys, share what's on my heart, share what's on my soul. And here we are today. So something that comes up a lot when you're on this journey of alignment, manifestation and spirituality is feeling that disconnect from it all, right? Tapping out of it, forgetting your power, forgetting that you're supported, forgetting that you are being led, being guided, forgetting that there is something so much bigger than you at play. And there are moments where we feel the magic, we're immersed in the magic and we're having so much fun and we see synchronicities and we're like, wow, life is perfect. Everything is perfect. There's just so many moments of magic. And then there are other times where maybe we get caught up in the fear of the world, or maybe we haven't been making time for our alignment practices, or we just fucking feel disconnected. We don't even need to know the reasoning why. We just have to know that sometimes it is absolutely normal to not feel the magic, to not feel like you're in this hyper-colored reality, to not feel like you're being guided, right? That is normal. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with you if you're feeling that way, okay? It happens to the best of us. It's because we are human. We are spiritual beings living a human experience. And when I really learned that and decided to remind myself of that every single day, it put things into perspective, because I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have to be perfect. There's no need for me to feel like I'm in alignment at all times. There's no reason for me to be this perfect manifestation goddess, this perfect spiritual goddess, right? And that there's absolutely nothing wrong with me if I wake up one day and I don't feel the magic, I don't know who I am, right? I forgot who I am, I've forgotten my power, I've forgotten that I'm being led, and I've forgotten that everything is working for me, and I've forgotten that I'm on the path of getting to where I want to be. That is normal. Let me take a sip of water. So if you're in that situation right now, where you're kind of just like, you're dealing with some wavering faith when it comes to manifestation. You're dealing with this wavering certainty toward your desires. Like you're like, yeah, like I know it's possible, but I don't know if it's gonna happen. What if am I doing all of this for no reason? It's been a little quiet. I haven't really seen things play out in my world that serve as an indication that the universe is, you know, supporting me and having my back. And you're kind of just out of touch with it, I want you to take a moment and stop shaming yourself for it. I want you to understand that I am a teacher of this work. I am obsessed with this work, and I still deal with things like that. I still have moments where I feel like that. And I actually had one recently, and one of my mentors reminded me of the importance of it. And it reminded me that, you know, if you're a teacher of this work, you need to know how it feels to be out of alignment. You need to know how it feels, and you need to be able to lead yourself in a way that serves as an example for how your people are going to lead themselves when they go through this. And I think that's such a good point. It's like, don't shame yourself. Understand that this is part of the human experience. And as humans, we have a lot of protection mechanisms, we have a lot of survival mechanisms, and we have a lot of fears that come up, and we have a lot of just human things that come up, right? And then part of being a human is just being in this 3D world where a lot of people aren't conscious to what they're capable of creating yet. A lot of people aren't conscious to the fact that they're capable of controlling their energy and creating their energy, curating the energy that they want to see, and designing their own life. So when we go out into the world, sometimes we take a bit of that energy. We leak our energy out, our spiritual high vibe energy, right? The energy of potentiality, the energy of possibility, the energy of manifestation, our personal power, it leaks out, and we start to absorb the fear of the world. And when we're not conscious of it, we can make that mean something about us. We can make that mean that maybe, you know, we're doing it wrong, or maybe we're not meant for it, or whatever it is. But we have to understand that it's always about coming back home to our truth. It's not about going out and finding the truth, going out and finding what's, you know, your beliefs, going out and finding your spiritual connection. It's about remembering. It's about rediscovering. It's about your innate truth. That's just who you are as a human being. And then we have the human condition where sometimes we get caught up in fear, we get wrapped up in scarcity, we get wrapped up in not good enoughness, right? We wake up in the morning and sometimes we just don't feel our best. We get caught up in stress. We're like, oh, another day, I have to do this, I have to do that. Oh, what if, right? The what ifs, the fears, the self-doubt, the self-criticism, the uncertainty. That is normal. We don't ever want to get to a place where we are trying to just eliminate that, and we're trying to avoid that, and we're trying to do what it takes to not have to feel those things. Because that is normal. There's nothing wrong with you if you're feeling that way. Especially if you're a coach in this industry, or if you just like to help people, if you're a therapist, whatever it is, a leader for others, an expander for others, I think it's really important to learn and to know that you're not going to be perfect, and you're going to have moments like this too. Where you wake up in the morning and you're just like, I don't know if I can do it. But that's why we have to sit with ourselves and ask ourselves, okay, what do I need right now? What do I need to get myself back into alignment? What do I need to remember my truth right now? Whether that's listening to your favorite mentor, a podcast, a course that you have, reading a book, just journaling and channeling your higher self. Because your higher self knows the truth. Your higher self remembers the truth. If you're looking to remember your truth, if you've forgotten who the fuck you are, you can always count on your higher self to remind you. And you can easily channel your higher self by journaling, or by just by speaking out loud, through meditation, through listening to, again, a mentor, a course. Like, if you really feel connected and you really feel resonant with me, I am sure, I am positive that when you listen to me speak, you are unlocking something in yourself that was already there. It's not that I'm teaching you something new. It's not that I'm trying to show you the way. It's not that I'm trying to show you how to think. It's not that I'm trying to show you how to live your life. I'm reminding you what's already inside of you. I'm reminding you of what's already inside of you. And when you think about it like this, you start to take your power back. You stop outsourcing your power to me, to other people, to external validation. You know that it's all within you already. And when you're waking up feeling off, when you're waking up feeling like you're not yourself, it has nothing to do with who you are as a person. Your natural state of being is knowing who the fuck you are. So when you wake up, it's important to ask yourself, how do you want to feel? What do you want to experience? Oh, my cat's going to start crying because she wants attention. She's super needy today. I feel her. Phoebe, I'm recording a podcast. Come on. Who do I want to be? How do I want to feel? Right? What do I want to experience today? How do I want to curate my day so that I feel my absolute best? How do I want to take care of myself? How do I want to pour into myself? And it doesn't have to look like what the next person is doing. You don't have to follow their routine. You just have to tap into what you need at the moment so that you can provide that for yourself. And sometimes, like recently, I've been reading a few sentences of my book and it's been doing the job for me. And especially when you're feeling disconnected from the universe, if there's a book that you've read in your life that actually got you into this work, that got you into seeing the potentiality of what's possible for you, open that bitch. Start reading it again, because that was the thing that created this all for you, right? If there's a course that you took that put you into the frequency, well, let's be smart. Let's learn from that. Let's open that back up, right? So for me, the universe has your back. You guys know I love that book. That is one of my favorite books by Gabby Bernstein. It's the best. So, you know, I open that up. I've been reading a few sentences and I'm like, this is great. Like, I don't want to spend so much time reading this book right now. I literally don't have the focus and the energy for it. I just don't want to, but I can read a few books or a paragraph and I can be put into the frequency. I can just journal in my phone really quickly to remind myself of who the fuck I am, remind myself of my core beliefs, of my paradigms, of how I want to see the world, of what is true for me, regardless of what the external results are, you know, showing me, regardless of what the people around me are believing, regardless of what they're subscribing to, right? What's up, my love? You are perfectly fine. You ate breakfast. We played forever. You know, what's up? She's a needy girl. But yeah, so Phoebe, you interrupted me. What's going on? What's up? So we need to step into our conscious creation energy because that's what it's all about, right? We're going to have moments of being unconscious to how we're thinking, how we're behaving, how we're interacting with the world. But that's why it's so important to carve out some time in your day to become conscious of all of these things and to really put yourself into that energy, into that flow. And I had a moment last night where I started getting really sad and I started feeling my energy dwindle. And I'm like, you know, there's 2 weeks until my wedding and I'm starting to feel this deep sadness of what that might mean for me. What that might mean, you know, it's coming up and what's going to happen after that? You know, there's been so much anticipation. There's been so much high energy around this wedding for so fucking long, for a year now, you know, through the planning process and all of that. And now it's just going to end. It's just going to, you know, the day is going to come and it's going to be amazing. And then it's going to end. And then what? And then what? It was really sad girl energy. It was really human energy. And I sat down with myself and I was kind of excited because you can make this a game, right? I know that's not the truth. I'm like, oh, I'm feeling these really down feelings, but like, how can I switch this around? Like, where am I not showing up in the way that I want to show up? Where am I not seeing this in the light? Where am I not really applying my beliefs about the world and my beliefs about myself and the beliefs about what I get to have in this situation? And it all came down to really like understanding that the meaning that I was placing behind this is once my wedding ends, then I'm going to be lost. Or like, you know, something that made me so excited is not no longer going to be there. And I was having trouble trusting myself to create that excitement in my world again. I was having trouble trusting myself to, you know, really, now that the wedding's not taking up my time, it's calling me into a higher timeline. It's calling me into greater versions of myself. You know, I'm going to have more time to really execute on my purpose and my dreams, right? And it's calling me into that. And it can feel scary at times. It can feel like, oh, well, that's the next thing. And that's going to involve doing uncomfortable things and involve pushing edges, and I'm scared, right? So it went from, okay, this is gonna end, this sucks, I don't want it to end, oh, it's coming so fast, to me really digging deep into the reasoning why I was feeling that way, and then tapping into my higher self and letting her speak through me. And what came through was incredible. My energy really, really shifted fully, and I started realizing, like, oh my God, what is next for me? So much. I'm moving back to New Jersey. I'm gonna create a new life in New Jersey. So much healing, so much identity reconstruction, so much stepping into my higher versions of myself in Atlanta. Like that, this woman that I've curated, this woman that I've become, I get to move back to Jersey closer to my friends and family, and I get to really live out my life there. I get to live out my life in Jersey in a way that I've never done before, because the last time I lived there, that was a really long time ago, and I was very different. And the way I interacted, the way I saw the world, the way I even saw New Jersey as a whole, the way I valued family and connection was very different. I don't feel like that anymore. Moving away to Atlanta really showed me the power of connection. And I'm honestly getting really emotional because it's just true. I get to start planning to have a baby, right? I really want to move to Hoboken, which is like where I was born. I get to live in my dream city, hopefully, you know, that's what I'm manifesting. I get to fall deeper in love with my business. I get to do it in a way that feels the most aligned with me. I get to really tap into creative expression and really just detaching fucking pressure from that. When it comes to content and podcasts and putting myself out there and the way I run my courses, the way I run my business. I get to get really, really good at dancing. One thing, you know, the wedding really introduced me to was my love and passion for dancing and learning and becoming better at it and expressing myself through that. I get to continue that journey. It wasn't just for the wedding. Did I say I get to start planning to have a baby? I don't remember, but I get to start planning to have a baby. I get to take care of myself in the most beautiful way, right? You know, leading up to the wedding, I've been the most active I've ever been in my life, and I feel so fucking good. I took on running. I get to continue my running journey. I get to get really good at running. Running has really done a lot for me lately. Not only has it really helped me get to my, you know, goal weight for the wedding and, you know, my goal physique, but it's also melted off anxiety, melted off stress, melted off pressure. Like, I feel fucking powerful because of it. My confidence skyrocketed because of money, because of running. And I get to continue that journey. And, you know, a part of me yesterday when I was in my sad girl energy was telling me, you know, after that, you're not going to be as excited to be, you know, going on your runs and working on your body and tracking all your food and just really showing up to your workouts like a fucking boss ass bitch. And I was like, no, wait a minute. I get to continue doing that stuff, you know? And it really motivates me to have a goal, right? It motivates me to have like an event coming up and stuff like that. But I want to change that. I want to just be in it to be in it for my health, to be in it for longevity, to be in it for moods. I want to look a certain way and I want to feel a certain way in my body, and I want that to be my standard and I want to be able to maintain that. So I want to find love in the journey, right? And I've been doing that. I've been finding so much love for this journey of fitness, and sometimes it's really easy to get out of it, especially when you don't have momentum behind you. But when it comes to having a baby, I get to learn how to take care of my body in a more intentional way. Because you have to prep your body when you're gonna have a baby. You wanna be the healthiest version of you for yourself and your baby, right? And there's a lot of things that I don't know about that, right? So I've been reading books and I've been learning more about my cycle. I've been learning about how to eat and like what nutrients I need, what supplements I need to make sure that I can have a healthy, beautiful pregnancy, right? My pelvic floor, I wanna strengthen that, right? So there's so many goals that I can work on. It's literally about the journey of evolution of life. Like, life is short and I'm living my best life right now. And I have a lot of human moments where things feel like they're not working out, or, you know, things feel hard or difficult, but that's never the case. We're always on the path. Also, like, you know, I get to build a relationship with my dad. And I know that if you've been listening to this podcast for a really long time, I've mentioned things that are probably insensitive, you know, when it comes to that, because I just didn't have the mindset that I had now, and I didn't value life and connection the way I did now when I first started this podcast. So I would always say things like, you know, I don't care. You know, I just didn't care about my relationship with my dad, but I do now. You know, he's coming to my wedding and I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, we've had situations and we haven't been the perfect family, and, you know, a lot of personal issues that he had affected me and my mother and my sister and our family as a whole. And there was a lot of pain, there was a lot of hurt, there was a lot of things that, you know, came with that. But I'm, you know, one day I decided, this is stupid, life is so short, I want to build a relationship, right? So I get to build that relationship with my dad. You know, right now we've been texting and stuff, and like I said, he's coming to the wedding, but I haven't really had a time to spend in-person quality time with him, and I get to look forward to that because, again, life is short. There are people in my world, there are people in my family, extended family, that are getting sick. Like I said, my teenagehood cat died recently. Things are happening around me that can feel really painful and scary, and I know that the same goes for you too. I'm sure that you have people in your family that are sick. Maybe you're sick. Maybe something just shook you up in your world where, you know, someone passed away, and it's putting things into perspective. For me, that is putting stuff into perspective. You never know what's going to happen. You have to really cherish life, cherish connection, send that message out, send that love out, make plans to hang out with the people you love, because before you know it, it's over, right? So how are you going to show up to your human experience in the most beautiful, best way possible? How are you going to appreciate what you have now? And these are the lessons that I've been learning, right? So I'm sharing it with you. And of course, after I, you know, let my higher self come through, and that was such a beautiful moment, and I know you guys are 100% capable of doing this too, it's not about searching outside of yourself for this. You have it within yourself. You'd be so fucking surprised what can come through you if you allow yourself to tap into your higher self, and it gets better and better and better. And when you forget and you remember who the fuck you are, that remembrance becomes stronger, stronger, and more potent every single time. And then eventually you get to this point where you just fucking know it and you forget it less, right? And that's the journey, that's the evolution. And that's the beauty of it. So this has been one of my favorite episodes ever. And I know that there is someone listening to this that manifested this message. So can we just take a moment to appreciate that? If that was you who manifested this message, if I was speaking to your soul, just know that all of that wisdom that came through is already inside of you, but you just manifested the remembrance of it through me. And I think that is amazing. And if you are also a podcast host, if you want to, you know, start your own podcast, if you're a content creator, if you're a leader and expander for others, I want you to remember that. Every time you choose to show up, every time you follow that intuitive hit to just put yourself out there, you're making someone's manifestation come through, because there's someone out there in the world that needed to hear what you were going to say. And of course, the mental chatter is going to be there. Sometimes you're like, ah, oh, who's going to listen anyway? Like, you know, people don't care, or, you know, I don't have enough people listening, or this is not going to get to anyone. No one's going to hear this. Laugh at that. Ha, that's the human experience. That's my human. That's my human trying to protect me. That's my ego trying to protect me. It's not fucking real. It's all bullshit. So see it as that and laugh and have fun with it and be like, no, I know that there's someone manifesting this message right now. And take this as an example, because if that's you who manifested this message, well, guess what? There was a part of me today that was like, well, it was actually yesterday, because I was going to record this yesterday, that was like, maybe this is not as good as I'm like thinking it's gonna be, you know? And it was a split second. It was just the human in me. And I was like, that's fucking funny. Who gives a fuck? Like, I know this message is potent and someone's manifesting this. And I know that I came to this earth and I have a purpose. And my purpose is to share my message. And I don't give a fuck about the external results right now. If it hits one person, it hits one person, right? That is the vibe that you want to be in. If it hits no one right now, well, what is this piece of content? What does it mean for your future, right? It's going to hit someone eventually. If zero people listen to your podcast when you first create it, or if zero people read your message or join your course, well, what does that mean? Nothing. It doesn't mean anything right now. It means that you are creating something and you're planting a seed, and one day all the people are going to hear it. And it's about getting one person to hear it at a time. And it's about getting, you know, one person who's manifesting that to hear the message at a time. And it's about the impact you make. Okay, because it's easy to get caught up in validation. It's easy to get caught up in, oh, you know, this is for no reason. Who's going to listen to me? I'm not important. Well, let me tell you something, honey. If you came to this earth to be a fucking light worker and you feel it in your soul, well, guess what? That's meant for you. And it's a little disrespectful to, you know, have a purpose planted in you by divine forces and for you not to fucking live that out. It's a little disrespectful. So how about we get the fuck over ourselves for a second and we put ourselves out there? Whatever you're putting off right now, I want you to take a moment and ask yourself why the fuck you're doing that. What is the reasoning behind that? And is that your ultimate truth? Is that the truth? What is truer than that? Okay? It's your time. 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 This is your purpose. This is your purpose. You are blessed to have a purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is yet, just keep staying in the game when it comes to your personal growth, personal development, spiritual connection, manifestation journey, because I promise you, if you just uncover more and more of yourself, of your true self, of your truth, it's going to come through. It's going to come through. So right now, all we really have to focus is on a relationship with ourselves, who we want to become in the universe. And that's a beautiful thing, because this journey is so fun to be on. Loves, I love you so much. I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, if this resonated with you in any way, do me a big favor and share it on your story. Give me a little tag. I still have to fucking change the cover of this podcast. I think it's embarrassing at this point that I haven't done it. I'm not gonna lie, perfectionism is getting in the way. I'm like, I need the perfect picture. Yeah, it's a little cringe, but I still love when you share it on your story and tag me. It means the world to me, and it gets to show out to more people, to more aligned people who are manifesting this message. Also, leave a review and rating and DM me on Instagram. It's always linked in the show notes. Shoot me a DM and let me know what stood out to you, what landed for you, because that really just reminds me of me living my purpose, basically. It reminds me that I'm living my purpose. It reminds me that this work is, you know, doing its job, and it just creates this fire in my soul to continue showing up. So love you guys, and I'm so excited for the next episode. I'll talk to you soon.